The post-match interview.
Congratulations on a great game by you today. You just had that class and polish when they went forward, and your hands looked really good today, and obviously you put a few through the big stick, so well done on your performance.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I've been a little bit inaccurate the last few weeks, so it was nice to be on the opposite side of the ledger today. The one that got on the end of a couple with some really good work around the footy by a few of the boys, contests, some defensive turnovers in forward half, and when you're ahead of the ball and the ball's coming in quick, you just got to finish the work. So, yeah, I was able to do that in the third, which was nice.
And was there any particular focus during the week? Because I just noticed the way you came out from that opening bounce, there was a real sort of focus and, you know, steely resolve amongst the group to start really well with your intensity, and that was notable. Was there some extra meetings, or was, you know, anything different on the training track in terms of just getting your season back on track today?
Around the start of the game, yeah, we definitely started better today than we have the first 3 weeks. So it's always a focus, I think. Like, if you start well, it helps a lot. So, we weren't doing that in the first few weeks. So we didn't really tinker with too much. It was just around the footy. We were able to get it inside 50 and actually score. Little breeze behind us in the first two, which helps. Our week hasn't changed a lot. The focus areas have been the focus areas. We just weren't really nailing them as well as we wanted to in the first 3 weeks. And we were a bit better today. There's still plenty of room for improvement. Two down in the first quarter, injuries-wise, and we're able to grit our teeth and get the win down here, which is nice.
Darcy, congratulations. Jason Doherty, Josh Conway and Matt Kershaw up here in the K-Rock box. We spoke to Matt Gibson before the game, the pres, and we were talking about how you obviously relinquished the coaching with Roe last year, but you're still mentoring and you're still sort of looking after the boys. But it must be just nice to be able to come out and just have a kick of the footy. I mean, obviously you're busy with work and things like that. It must be just nice to come out and play with your mates and have a kick.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Like, I'm still definitely involved in conversations around the footy club, as most players and coaches are. But when you commit to be the coach and there's a label that attaches with it, there's a fair bit that goes on behind the scenes that probably a lot of people don't see from a coaching standpoint. Had some conversations with the club around that, and not living in Colac also, not as easy to get back there all the time. So when you travel a bit for work and whatnot, and it's been fresh, sort of just going in, playing, sort of concentrating on a few things that I've probably neglected a little bit in the last couple of years personally. It's been nice. So,
and there seems to be a little bit, I don't know whether this is an outwardly done thing, but obviously there's some ageing players in the group, but there seems to be a bit of an emphasis on trying to improve and get the younger players in the team into some spots. Like, I saw Aaron Hawker going to the middle at the end, obviously Joel McQuay, you know, across the wing, and trying to get some of these younger players to play some roles. Josh Garner today on Fraser Fort, to make sure that there's a bit of a transition at some stage when some of the older boys decide to actually, you know, pull time.
Yeah, definitely. It's good for younger fellas that haven't experienced it. GFL senior footy is a good level of footy, so being able to get that experience into them is good. But obviously, you know, selection's tough, and there's a lot of boys in the 12 o'clock side that are trying to knock down the door and get their crack as well. So, competition for spots is always healthy. We do have a couple of older boys, but I think across our whole group, we're probably through the mid-20s, the big portion of the group. So it's nice to blood a few young fellas, and, hopefully the older ones can hang on a bit too.
Darcy, you must have been impressed with Bailey Scott's game back into the team today. Obviously, with Essendon having the bye, you must have been rapt to firstly have access to him, and then to see the way he performed. He looks like, from an outsider's point of view, his footy is just going to another level this year. If today is anything to go by.
Yeah, definitely. I think the experience he gets down there with training standards and being able to go up against AFL-listed players, there's some mature bodies in the VFL. He's getting good midfield minutes up there and going really well as well, which is good. So don't worry, we love to have him back when he's here, but it helps us around the footy and with our running, because he's great at both of those things. So, it's definitely nice to have him back today.
And just before I pass you on to Kirsch, just wanted to ask you, we were debating up here in the box what your routine is with kicking on your left and right foot when you're going from goal. It looks like you kick from... when you're kicking from outside 50 with your left and a bit closer with your right, are you just sort of extracting some urine, or is there a reason why you
I wish, mate.
It's around the distance side of things. Having a couple of surgeries in the last sort of 8 to 10 years, it's sort of haven't got much penetration on the right side. It's definitely my preferred, but with penetration and needing extra distance, that's sort of why. Probably not quite as accurate on the left, but I don't know. It's one of those things that you put the work in and you practice and have confidence to be able to nail it in a game. And I know, a few people probably think I'm taking the urine, like you said, but I don't know. I think you just got to focus and back yourself in.
Darcy, we were speaking before the game. Obviously, you do a bit of a quick recap on, you know, the end of last season and the easy exit for Colac out of the final series, and you know what the, you know, what they need to improve on. And we thought that obviously speed, which is, you know, well known within the Colac group, that, you know, they might have been a bit slower towards that final series last year with injuries and things like that, but the speed on the ball today, obviously you can't inject speed into you know, the playing group, but the speed on the ball today was a noticeable improvement by Colac.
Yeah, definitely. I think it allows, when you defend really well and have that team buy-in from that side of the footy, it allows a lot of space in forward half. We didn't connect probably as well as we really would have liked today, kicking a lot of behinds and whatnot, but it does help when you can turn the footy over, sort of mid-ground or half-back and get it going into the open side of the ground. I think most teams play the similar way now when they score. Most teams score off turnover quite heavily. So, I think it's always a focus for us and for other teams in the comp. It's something that we probably just haven't quite nailed just yet.
Well, I guess the positive to that is that you're getting so much ball inside forward 50. And what you kicked last week, 9-16, and then this week it was another 9-13. So, you know, you're kicking 29 points in two weeks of football. You know, that one day that's going to turn.
Definitely, yeah. I think quality of shots is a bit tough in that second quarter today, kicking in the breeze. We probably marked a few sort of 40 to 45 out. Kicking into that was a bit tough, so it would have been nicer to be a bit closer. But it is what it is, and I think we'll keep working at it as a team, and then hopefully we can see the fruits of it in the next few weeks.
Now, Darcy, as you probably heard on the lead-in, this is the Leopold Sporties. You win the $100 voucher. You're swinging hands with somebody. You obviously have it. Do you have a girlfriend, partner, wife?
Partner, Emily.
Well done. So you'll take her. Do you live in G-Town, don't you?
I live in Geelong, yes.
You live in Geelong. So, I was going to say, because you're a week late from last week. You played Leopold at Leopold.
You could have gone last week.
But anyway,
that's okay. Yeah.
So you take the lovely Emily to Leopold Sporties. But if you were going to take a good bloke from the club to the Leopold Sporties, who would you take? Who's a good bloke who you'd take for a meal?
Yeah, good bloke.
Yeah.
Well, 150 games today.
Yeah, well done.
Cody Spokes. He's my cousin and one of my best mates. So,
he's your cousin.
Good call.
He played well today.
And he played very well today.
To a Potner Palmer.
All right, fantastic. Potner Palmer for Cody.
Like
now, we have the Jet Matthews medal, which is the reptile of the year. That's you and this person.
Yeah,
I know. Well, hang on a minute. You and this person will come to the presentation of the Jet Matthews medal at the end of the year. So we need a reptile at the club who you would never take to the Leopold Sporties. Who would it be?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know there's plenty.
Anyone below the age of 23? Nah.
You've got to pick one. Who is a pest or an annoyance, or, you know, who's somebody around the club you just go, there's no way I'd take him to the Leopold 40s?
Jesus, I don't know.
Come on.
You're throwing me under the bus.
Yeah, we are.
I'm looking around looking for someone.
Yeah, look for somebody. Look, well, who's a real reptile? Now, come on.
Who's an interesting cat?
Yeah, who's an interesting cat? You know, who's somebody...
Actually, you know, I wouldn't take him.
Yeah, who?
Joffy, because he's had too many of them probably.
Oh!
So. He's had too many Leopold Sporties over the last little while.
He's Joffy under the bus.
He's not a reptile, but he's had plenty of Leopold Sporties over the journey.
You can have Joffy. That's okay. We'll enjoy bringing him. That's okay. So Joffy's the reptile. We like that.
Yeah.
That'll go back to Joffy straight away.
Oh, you don't worry. I'll be going to text him out an hour and a half.
You'll know. Congratulations today. Well done. And three of the next four at home. So that'll be nice for Colac down at Australian Lamb Company Stadium.
Yes, we'll be nice.
Well done today, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks
to Darcy. The post-match interview.